Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Today we come to Acts chapter 26. We're going to look at verses 22 and 23. But God has helped me to this very day. So I stand here and testify to small and great. I am saying nothing beyond what the prophets and Moses said would happen, that the Messiah would suffer, and as the first to rise from the dead, would bring the message of light to his people and to all the Gentiles. Those are Paul's words as he speaks about the Old Testament telling us that Jesus was going to come. And you know, the good news about Jesus is that he's not a New Testament phenomenon. His story didn't start after the Old Testament ended. To those in Paul's day who claimed that Paul was promoting a new religion, he made it clear that he was saying nothing beyond what the prophets and Moses said would happen. Let's take a quick review of what the prophet Isaiah said 700 years before Jesus came. First, Isaiah said the Messiah would suffer, Isaiah 53:5, but he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. He also said that Jesus would rise from the dead. After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied, Isaiah 53:11. And he also said that Jesus would be the message of light, Isaiah 49:5-6. And now the Lord says, "Is it too small a thing for you to be my servant and to restore the tribes of Jacob and to bring back those of Israel I have kept? I will also make you a light for the Gentiles, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth." Remember the conversation that the resurrected Jesus had with the two men on the road to Emmaus? They didn't recognize him and were lamenting his death. And Jesus said, "Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter into his glory?" And then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, Jesus explained to them what was said in the scripture concerning himself. See, the entire Old Testament shouts, "Jesus is coming." And the New Testament celebrates and proclaims the fact that he has come. Father, thank you for making it known from the beginning of Scripture that Jesus was coming. Now that he has come and his work is completed, help us worship him every day of our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.